This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Calendar. Wow. It's Thursday.
January the oomph and the doonth. Put the oomph and doonth together and you got oomph. All right. Y'all
wow,
set, ladies?
My favorite
is that
day
a date?
Yeah.
It is, yes.
I love that.
You're not asking me for a date. You're a taken woman.
Not sure anybody is after all of that.
Really? Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Experience. You can find it easy to accept another person's point of view today, or you can tell them they're wrong and you're right. And you can have an argument if you want to. How about you see the other side of things and accept it whether you agree or not? It's not important, I don't think it is anyway, to agree with somebody. Sometimes people just want to be heard. I know that's the case, and I'm learning that a lot in my relationships, not only relationships with a woman, but my children, my son and my daughter now, come to me as adults to talk about what's going on in their lives. And now, yesterday I spent 40 minutes on the phone with my son, who was very frustrated with some of the things that were going on in his work, and he just wanted a few responses to his. Well, they weren't really questions. They were just, okay, this is what I'm thinking I'm going. He said, I feel like I'm going out and screaming at the moon sometimes because he finds himself telling the people that he's helping the same thing over and over again. And I think that we can all find that frustration in our lives, don't you? Every once in a while think, my God, I've said this before so many times. Why don't you people hear me? And some people are just not tuned in the same way you are, to the same things you are. Thus the conversation on programs like this that help to open up our minds, hopefully, all of ours. I learn as much here as I hope I exchange. I hope there's value. This is what they used to call it, Jennifer, in advertising, value added.
That's right.
Right?
So the value. I haven't heard that in a while, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was with some advertising people yesterday for a couple of hours, so that maybe is where that came from. Value added. And the added value here is that you not only hear some of the things that are going on, but you hear us tell you what we think. Not, well, yeah, opinions, yes, but thinking. Not all opinions are thought-based. You've probably noticed that over the course of your lifetime. But when you're exposed to new ideas today, try to pay attention to what your mind tells you to do when you're faced with this new information. Don't stop the process. You may have negative thoughts, and that's okay. I was talking earlier about this fellow in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, who burned the flag last year and got arrested. Well, everybody knows now, it would seem, that burning the flag is okay, at least under the Constitution. We may not agree that it's okay, but that's what they say. So you let it go. You don't, even though your mind says this is wrong, and your mind is right, in my way of thinking. I don't know whether Jennifer probably agree with me and Victoria. Burning the flag is a waste of time. Not, it's just, why get everybody all riled up? Some people want you to think, and I think that's good. I'm here to help you think, I hope, about certain things that are going on. Some of them good, some of them bad, some of them silly. I was watching Steve Harvey for a few minutes yesterday afternoon, and his lead focus on his talk show, this guy does a radio show that's very good, does a TV talk show that's very good, does Family Feud, and he is there, I think, does it this week, that thing he does with Ellen on kids, is that back on?
Do no.
Anybody know, is that a summer thing?
I think that's a summer thing.
Is that a summer thing? Yeah. Anyway, so the premise was, if your wife is happy, your life is good. Happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm.
And there, listen, Jennifer.
I think that's true.
No argument there. What about the other way around? If you're
Nah, who cares?
Oh, there we go. Okay.
No, but I think that's true. I mean, how many people who's, I mean, how many husbands who have felt neglected have stepped out on their marriage?
Yeah. Well, is it that? I think women ask the question with justification, why do men do that? And then maybe the answer is not for me. Justification comes in the form of feeling like your needs are not being met. We're all so focused now on our needs. Are your needs being met, Jennifer? Are you feeling fulfilled? Is everything okay?
Sort of.
Ah. Hey, what about you, Victoria? Are your needs being met? Do you feel like your life is full or getting fuller? Are you feeling fulfilled? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a good balance of things in your life.
I try to.
But who isn't going to have? I mean, the Mondo Bizarro world is that we just, there are some days, and this is where I get into my philosophy about the aspects of astrology that are so helpful. I find it almost perfect, the information that I get in terms of astrological connections with the people that I love, I care about, or even the day, how we're going to feel. There's a full moon today. Full, big, bright. Anybody see it last night or early today? Anybody out to see the full moon?
It's happening in like 15 minutes. It's going to be full.
Yeah, right. So, shall we count it down?
Yeah.
15 minutes. I saw
super sensitive Cancer moon to finish your astrological stuff. So, it's a good relationship moon.
Yeah, it is.
It's good for reevaluating things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, this is a 1 year. So, it's good for new beginnings. Whereas last year was a 9 year if you're into numerology. And what does that mean? 2016, 2-1-6 adds up to 9. And 2-0-1-7, 7 and 1 is 8, 2 is 10, that's a 1. Because the 0 doesn't count. Although I think, did you tell me, Victoria, you thought the 10s did count? Did we talk about this on the
I have not heard that 10s count. Although 11s do. 1/11, so yeah.
That's important. Well, it's for a different reason. That number
right.
is different.
Right.
Is valuable for a different
I have not heard about 10s, though.
Yeah. Well, today is a good opportunity for you to breathe life into a relationship or to find something new or discover something new. It just depends. But this is a good year for starting over again. And so Donald Trump is going to take that to heart and get going. Yesterday, I was in the movie, it was about 4:30 yesterday afternoon, I was driving home, and I thought I'd been really, my head was banging because I'd been with these people crunching numbers and working through things advertising-wise for the program. And I thought, yeah, I don't want to really go home. So I went by the movie theater, and it happened that Hidden Figures was playing in 5 minutes. So in I went to watch. Very good movie. Very well-told story. Costner's great in it. The three black ladies are terrific. It's a real story. And it gets you, again, thinking about a lot of things that we have in our country that are disruptive. And so after I finished that, I went home. I was listening to the radio on the way home. People talking about Trump. And the reason I talked about the movie is because on my way out, I'm listening to these two ladies going down the escalator talking about Trump being impeached.
Well, you're in L.A., so, you know.
Well, maybe that's what it is, yeah. I mean, he's not even in yet. And people are already saying, 4 to 6 months, he's going to be impeached. I guarantee it, this lady said. Okay, lady, good for you. I just find that, I find it amusing and appalling at the same time. It really, but it's a part of what is going on in Americana right now. But you know what? There are other things going on in Americana, including the story of Mary the Foxhound. And that story is coming up here. It's 15 past the hour with DJV.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like ink. Lots of ink.
That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Tonight, don't miss the premiere of Colony on USA Network.
The question for humanity is not where we've been, it's where we are going.
From Carlton Cuse, executive producer of Lost, comes the show critics are calling an enticing futuristic thriller.
It's only the beginning.
Starring Josh Holloway and Sarah Wayne Callies.
Why aren't people fighting for their lives?
We need to maintain order in this colony.
Our world is no longer our own.
Mankind will face a great trial.
We have to keep fighting.
Colony premieres tonight at 10, 9 central on USA Network.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Mary is an American foxhound. And you'd be happy to know that Mary is back home safe and sound today after surviving a couple of nights on the side of a cliff in Provo, Utah. There were volunteers aplenty, members of the Utah County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team, hiking a half a mile up a very steep mountain to remove this three-year-old dog. Not sure how Mary got there. If you look over, there's a picture. I think most of the, you can look around on social media. You just put in Mary the dog or Mary the foxhound, and you'll see this dog on the cliff, and you look down, you can kind of see the cliff and see how it's just straight right down. And so they got a dog harness, and they managed to get themselves down to the helicopter, put the sling around Mary, and get her back to safety. One wonders, people say, well, why do you focus on a dog? What about people? Well, I don't know if it was circumstances like that yesterday. I would have probably talked about it. But I do things like this and focus things because of the goodness of mankind and the value that people place on some people, anyway, most of the people I know. If you look at my Facebook page and some of my friends, you see lots of dog stuff in there, lots of animal stuff, because that's what I value. And I think that's what our social media is for, isn't it? Aren't we supposed to spread? Isn't that one of the things that we use it for, to spread our values and experiences? I think that's what I want to help other people. It's interesting. The notes, I'm paying attention, Victoria. You'll be happy. You'll be proud of me. I'm actually paying attention to comments that people are saying about...
Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah. And I shan't. Thank you very much. Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug here, 21 after the hour on DJV.
The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he's lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
A wild guess, but this is Gwen Stefani and her boyfriend.
That would be a good guess.
Is that a good guess?
You'd be right.
All right. So Gwen, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani together, and apparently they're moving in together. Is that the story behind her selling her home in Beverly Hills?
That's the rumor.
Could be, yeah.
That's the rumor. Wow.
Yeah.
So
here we go. They're together all the time. I mean, it's not, a lot of celebrities are just, together once every month.
Yeah.
But, she's Snapchatting pictures with them all the time. They're always together.
And wasn't that one of the things that he sort of wanted in his marriage to Miranda? They just didn't see each other?
Yeah.
It's hard, It's...
It is.
It's tough.
When you're there and... She's there and you're here, or vice versa.
Yep.
So this house, this is a small little house. This typical Beverly Hills sort of back street house, 7 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, 13.5 mil. House was owned by Jennifer. Me.
That's what she bought it for in 2006.
13.
Now it's 35 mil.
Maybe a little more expensive now.
Yeah. I don't know how
Jennifer
the value
Lopez.
Goes up that much, but...
That's Beverly Hills. And there's a lot of money floating around here these days. Not that there isn't always a lot of money, but there's really a lot of money floating around here. There's real estate values gone crazy. That neighborhood that I was in Santa Monica, I couldn't buy a house there now. Couldn't come close.
This makes me think that the two of them are going to buy a big, gigantic compound together. Because I know a little bit about the place where Blake Shelton lives. And if she moves her whole family in with him, this place does probably not have... the private tennis courts, the screening room, the gym, the infinity pool, all the stuff that celebrities want when they go into a new house, or what Gwen's giving up with this one. So I wonder if they're going to be looking for something together.
Mm-hmm. Does Blake kind of have a bachelor pad, or where does he live?
He lives in the Hollywood Hills.
Exact address, please.
But I can't...
Jen knows, I bet.
I do. But I can't imagine that she would downsize.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. She's got, is it three kids or four?
I think she's got three.
You got 12,000 square foot home now. How much do you need to have these two couples come together with their families? I always thought my house was big when I was by myself, and it's like about 4,000 square feet. What in the world do you do? But, I mean, driving around in this neighborhood that I'm in now in Bel Air, this is a commonplace. I mean, the houses, what's this place? We were just talking about this off the air. Aaron Spelling's house built into the hill up the street. There's another house being built on top of the hill that's about 40,000 square feet. What do you do with a place like...
I'm just thinking about my house. I mean, you'd need more than six of my houses to...
Yeah, fit inside.
You know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's the latest on Gwen Stefani. As I said, J-Lo owned the house before she did. And speaking of J-Lo, Drake took his new relationship with J-Lo to the next level, giving her a special piece of jewelry to kick off the new year. He bought the Tiffany Victoria necklace for $100,000, and she wore it, 15 carats worth of round pear and marquise-shaped diamonds, on New Year's Eve. So how old is this guy? He's 30 and she's 47. Doesn't that sort of keep up with what she's been doing?
Pretty much.
Like a younger guy.
30's a little old for her.
Yeah.
I think the backup dancer before that was in his 20s.
Yeah. And but who's she had? Was Ben Affleck the last really serious relationship she had? It was.
It's the last engagement she had, right? With someone, I mean, with someone famous. She was with that dancer guy forever.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, she married Mark Anthony after Ben Affleck.
Yeah, she married Mark Anthony, and then she was with Chris What's-His-Face, Judd.
Uh-huh.
No, it was Chris Judd before.
I don't know.
There was
Mark
just a dancer she's number three.
Yeah.
Keep them moving. Keep them rolling. And that's what some people like to do. Good for them. If it works for you. 28 past the hour.
Teeter Totter. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Teeter Totters consist of a single board balanced on a fulcrum. Children sit on either side and take turns going up and down on it. At some point during their play on a teeter-totter, precocious children tend to attempt to find that exact spot where it can be perfectly balanced in the middle so that neither child's feet are touching the ground. And isn't that really the goal of life? I mean, we all have our ups and downs, but ultimately, we're all looking to find some balance in the midst of it all. Maybe today is a good day for you to play on the mental teeter-totter of life. And be mindful to incorporate balance into whatever you're doing. For help finding balance in the midst of it all, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan and Tara Schillen. America's police officers say they think their job has become more difficult, according to a report out today by the Pew Research Center. Studies called Behind the Badge, contending that police believe the change caused by both the increase in these targeted fatal shootings of police officers, as well as public criticism and protesting over the police shootings of black Americans. The author of the report involves 8,000, almost 8,000 police officers, both men and women, who were a sample of what's going on around the country, so said the person that put this study together. Police officers are under greater scrutiny, the report reads. The public is paying more attention to them. Three-quarters of the officers in the survey said that they believe relations with the black community have become more tense, and they are now, because of that, more reticent to stop black offenders or alleged offenders. I was talking earlier about seeing the movie yesterday, Hidden Figures. And one of the subtle, well, actually not so subtle, tones is the relationship that black people, black women have to authority in our country and have had. And it's really, it's pretty telling, actually. There's a lot of this stuff that goes back, I think. The reason I put the two, the police survey and the subplot in the story together, because there's a lot of that feeling that goes back. It's generational in our country and elsewhere, too. I mean, look at the whole thing with the Saudi women yesterday. Those people who saw that video of these Saudi women basically dancing and prancing and basically with an up yours, pick a finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way, as we mature, as the human society matures, we find ourselves, no matter where we live on the planet, confronting a lot of the same issues, don't you think? I mean, and age isn't even a factor. It's not sex. We all seem to be looking at things in a way, not all of us, but many of us are looking at things wondering, how did they get this bad? And then what do we do to fix them? And do we change our own attitude? Because we can't really do. I can sit here and try to convince Jennifer or Victoria or Kara or you all day long that this is the way we need to think. But that doesn't mean I'm going to convince you of that.
Right.
It just means that's what I think ought to be.
People who are not at optimal points in their life or who are not feeling happy about where they are sometimes look for excuses. And sometimes they're valid excuses and sometimes they're not. But that's kind of where we are. I mean, no one wants to take the responsibility. So we had to fix it. I think there's an element of you have to take the responsibility, acknowledge there's a problem, and move on. And I think that's really hard for groups. It's hard for individuals. It's hard all over the place.
Yeah. I was reading the obituary of Roy Innes. Do you all know who he is or was?
No.
Roy Innes. He was the leader of a group of conservative blacks called the Congress of Racial Equality. Started in the 60s as a sort of an answer, a minority black answer to Dr. Martin Luther King, where he did not agree, nor did the members of his group, with the desegregation things. It was just, you know, he thought that civil rights were not as necessary. Excuse me. And basically was used as a tool. Imagine if Fox had been around then.
Mm-hmm.
How that would have played out. I mean, I don't know if there are people around today. There are, I guess, but there's a different sort of feeling at that time versus this time. That was really an unbelievable point of view, because most black people, although today I think there still is the assumption that just because you're black you would be a Democrat. But back then it really was the assumption if you were black you would be a Democrat. So this guy came out of nowhere, and he was a naysayer. And I remember how he was, the likes of the New York Times and the Washington Post used to just skewer him. But he had a group, he had a following. But the problem is that the group wasn't funded or supported by blacks. It was funded and supported by white conservatives. Not even conservative. I don't even like to apply that term, because it doesn't, for me, the term conservative applies to me. I am a conservative in terms of fiscal work, and I don't think the other stuff really applies, the other considerations. That's just the way, again, I feel. I don't think it has anything to do with social mores, standards, values. It just has to do, if you want to conserve, that means you have to save, or you are saving. Now, people can say, well, I want to save those old values. Why? Why would you want to save the old values that have created so many? Again, I go back to the movie. Hidden, why do I want to keep calling it Hidden Fences?
I know.
Hidden Figures. But it's all about, okay, why don't you want to have a cup of coffee out of the same pot as whites? Why can't white people drink out of the same pot as a black person? You know, that's the kind of stuff that's highlighted in this movie. If you've seen it, you know what I mean. It's just so silly. It really is. I don't want to get preachy, but everybody's welcome to attend. So, Jennifer, yes or no, up or down, in or out?
For
what's the question?
Yeah.
Thank you. Doing our part to bring around some kind of a peaceful solution to people in their disagreements and those who are at odds, whether it's the police, it's racial relations, religious relations, all these things. People, I talk about this stuff pretty much every day with you, and sometimes more subtly than others. And I just wonder, sometimes I frustrate myself and think, do I want to even bother? Because am I having any impact at all? Or am I just convincing myself that am I more trying to convince myself that I'm right than anything else? Not that that's bad, but, you know, don't we all kind of want to, Victoria, you get very strong and strident sometimes talking about how you feel and hold on to. Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
So if we have those points of view, then why do we bother discussing things that we don't agree on? Because we don't change our points of view. Do we? Have you ever changed your point of view?
But practicing tolerance also when people don't agree the same way you do, I think, is really important. I mean, right now, it's like if people don't agree with you, you shut them down. Everybody's in this Twitter mentality where you have to be snarky and mean, and you can't just listen to what other people have to say and say, you know what, I don't feel that way. Here's how I feel, and move on. I mean, nobody's polite about it anymore. So, I mean, to just not talk about it, I don't think solves anything.
Yeah, I think it's definitely beneficial to hear other people's opinions because, I mean, it's so easy when someone has a different opinion than you and you see it on Twitter or you just see it on the internet somewhere to dismiss it and say, well, that person's crazy. That's why they feel that way. But, you know, Jen has very different opinions than me on some things. But getting to listen to her, you know, and explain why it means something to her and why she feels that way. And I know that she's super smart and she's intelligent and she's a great person that I have a good relationship with. I think that it's really important to hear that, and then it, you know, can change your opinion, and you think, okay, well, maybe there's a reason why people feel this way, and it actually makes sense, you know? I think it makes sense to hear that, so you don't just dismiss other people's opinions.
All right. Let's think about this for a minute. 10-year-old boy named Bradley Cale lives in Springfield, Massachusetts, has a very large collection of baseball cards. He has two friends who are his age. Sadly, they both have cancer. Landon Palatino and Ben Manzi are pals. The three of them are so cute together. I'm looking at a picture of them. And the families of Mr. Palatino and Manzi don't have insurance and don't have any money. So their children are being, after having been diagnosed with cancer, perhaps they'll bring them to St. Jude's. But in the meantime, the families are going through a horrible time. So this kid, on his own, decides he wants to sell his baseball card collection and raise $13,000.
Wow. Hmm.
To help pay the medical expenses.
One of the kids has
leukemia. The other one has glioblastoma, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is. You know what it is? G-L-I-O-B-L-A-S.
Glioblastomibasto? No,
yeah,
I don't know what that is.
No, I don't know what it is.
Are baseball cards still worth anything?
Unless
you have, like, the really old ones.
Yeah. Yes, apparently
I think that's
so
sweet. See, these are the stories that we should be highlighting because that's pretty amazing.
It really is.
Too many stories about how kids are just out of touch and dumb, and this is a kid who's sensitive and wonderful. And
he sold a Mickey Mantle card for $150. He also has a collection of bobbleheads that he's been selling, signed hockey sticks, autographed photos of celebrities, that kind of stuff. I don't know where this collection comes from. I'm thinking that a lot of it is his parents, and the parents gave it to him so that he could sell it in the name of helping his friends. But
that's great.
That is. That's the kind of stuff. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a great example for others to go by, no matter what your age, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Say yes, girl.
Okay. Yeah.
45.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. 45 past the hour with DJV.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two, multi-packs count as one.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, I'm completely lost here. Completely. Not a little.
What happened?
Completely lost, because I haven't the slightest idea what Baker Miller Pink is. And why it is significant for us in the world today to understand, Victoria, what Baker Miller Pink, sometimes called Drunk Tank Pink, is all about. Why is this color on the top of people's minds?
Well, this is becoming a celebrity favorite color to paint on a wall in your bedroom or in your living room. This is apparently the only color since the 70s when they started doing research on color therapy. This color actually suppresses your appetite as well as calm you down.
Really?
So, yeah, this is...
This is what Oprah uses? Oprah's all around everywhere talking about how much weight she's lost.
I know, right? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's in the 1970s, they had... A think tank on calming the having the calming effect on prisoners, and so they did this huge research with the U.S. Naval Office and combined with Johns Hopkins, yeah. and it went all through the 80s, and they did health, weight, and stress testing on 1,700 people, and they found this color significantly reduces appetite and calmed everyone down. The only weird thing though is if you stare at the color pink, any shade of pink, long enough, it actually makes you go crazy. So, which is also the other end of this. So you might eat a lot less, but you might be crazy.
How long do you have to stare
at something to go nuts? I think if you live in a room that's pink for a long enough time, I don't know how long.
So then what does that say about the Susan G. Komen Foundation's pink band strategy in October of every year? If you look at those long enough, that color, you're going to go crazy? I go crazy when I think about how much money they get from people and they waste. That makes me crazy. But
I love the color pink. I don't know if I've gone crazy yet, but I'm sure I'm on my way. Do you have a pink room?
Isn't there a movie, The Color Pink?
No.
Isn't there a movie,
The Color Pink?
The Color Pink,
sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. I need some clarification. There's today's food news, ladies and gentlemen. Don't eat.
Food news.
Look at pink. I'll fix you right up. 10 minutes before the hour here with DJB.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
That familiar time in the day when we talk tech. This is Talk Tech Time instead of Tech Talk Time. It could be, say this 100 times fast. Talk Tech Time, Talk Tech Time, Talk Tech Time, Tech Talk Time. All right, 53 past the hour. Nobody's going to play the game but me. So apparently, we best
get into... I think you're on a different wavelength today.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Today? Okay. Tweets from people you don't follow. Why do you have those? We're going to figure that out in a moment. Plus, the story of Amazon being fined because they apparently are bad people. And I'm not sure about what we do with this Russian hacking threat, but we'll talk because there's another one. Talk about that, too, as time allows. So stand by for Tech Talk, Talk Tech, here on...
DJ Visha.
Thank you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Tonight, don't miss the premiere of Colony on USA Network.
The question for humanity is not where we've been, it's where we are going.
From Carlton Cuse, executive producer of Lost, comes the show critics are calling an enticing futuristic thriller.
It's only the beginning.
Starring Josh Holloway and Sarah Wayne Callies.
Why aren't people fighting for their lives?
We need to maintain order in this colony.
Our world is no longer our own.
Mankind will face a great trial.
We have to keep fighting.
Colony premieres tonight at 10, 9 central on USA Network.
All right, 56 past the hour. A Twitter bug in some of their platforms is a problem. What is this? If you're seeing tweets from people you don't follow, why would that be, Victoria?
Well, it's the bug that Twitter has not fixed yet. They're working on it. But this is something a lot of people started noticing yesterday, and it even was trending as, why am I seeing these tweets? And I noticed it yesterday afternoon. I saw all these people, and I couldn't figure it out. Normally, it has a suggestion of people you might want to follow, but it didn't label these people as that. So it would just look like I was following them. And then when you go and look at their profile, you're not technically following them, so it didn't make sense why you were seeing their tweets. And this is something that a lot of people were finding. This happened yesterday. So they're in the midst of fixing it. I have fewer people now that I'm not supposed to be following that are there, but it's not completely fixed yet. So if this is happening to you, this is something that Twitter says that they are working on. I don't know if they were hacked or if this is just a weird bug that pops up every once in a while. Sometimes Twitter gets like a virus and it has a weird reaction, and sometimes you lose all of your followers or you lose all the people that you've been following. So, and usually they restore it. So hopefully that'll happen by the weekend.
This is an interview that from Twitter spokespeople in BuzzFeed News. Isn't BuzzFeed what Trump said was garbage? What did he call it? Was a
fake news?
Fake news.
Yes, fake news and a failing publication.
There we go. Okay, the latest Russian hack. Because, of course, they didn't hack the DNC. That was somebody else. Or did they? I'm not sure I know even where who's on first and who's on second with that one.
Allegedly, it's the Russians. That's what the intelligence community says, that hacked the DNC. They attempted to hack the RNC. They couldn't get in.
Got it. So James Flusher, a.k.a. Clapper, testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee that he wouldn't put it past the Russians to download kiddie porn on U.S. hard drives. That would be something else.
Don't
need.
And that is a very quick way to get yourself in a lot of trouble immediately. Mm-hmm. So it's not a bad idea if you're a bad guy.
So you can put things on? I don't understand enough about how this stuff works.
Yep. You can plant stuff on people's computers. Yeah, absolutely.
Really? Yep. So if they didn't like you, or let's say put this sort of thing on Hillary Clinton's... she has too many. How about,
pick someone else. Hillary's place.
Yeah, her email's the problem.
Pick anybody else.
If you want to hack into Trump's Twitter account and start sending out child porn, you can do it. Cool. If you're a hacker, you can do it. There are so many things hackers can do, it's sort of mind-boggling.
If you're a hacker and can do it, clap your hands.
Oh, boy.
If you're a hacker and can do it, clap your hands. If you're a hacker and can do it, if you're a hacker and can do it. Yes. See, we can apply that song to almost anything in life. You notice that, ladies?
It's amazing. Oh, yeah. You're a hit machine.
You think so?
All
right,
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.